WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. A little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, we had a family wedding. See, I cut my hair.
I think it's fabulous. Absolutely love it. And you I saw it. That reel that you did, and I'm like, I stopped at your part. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at my friend. Very pretty. Very pretty.
So we're wrapping up this season.
Yes, and I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it. From your t-shirts and our conversations, I think we did. I had fun.
Yeah, and I think we bared our soul.
I know we did. We were quite vulnerable, and our team did a great job with putting things together for us. So
yeah, high five to the team.
High five to the team.
Yes.
So Chanty, here we are,
Avery.
Yep. Thanks, girls. So here we are, wrap-up session.
Yeah, so I think, can we just go over like some of those take-home tips from each of the stages?
Yes, yes.
So the first stage was the daughter stage.
Yes.
And our big takeaway from that one is make the time for your parents.
Yes.
And based on your
time. So you have to be flexible because sometimes things will happen.
Of
so
course.
For example, for me, I have set Wednesdays for mom. But sometimes something can happen. So if I don't do it on a Wednesday, I'll do it on a Sunday or another day.
Yeah,
so
I saw you and the matching outfits having ice cream at Devin's house.
And that was fun. So sometimes you just have to not be too hard on ourselves. It didn't work out Wednesday for various reasons, but Sunday worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And mom is cool like that. She's also very flexible. So fortunately, because sometimes when they age or when they're aging, they're not as flexible, but thankfully mommy is. So it really worked out nicely.
I think it's like anything in life. Whenever you're communicating, you set the expectations and say, "Hey,
this is not going to happen," or "This is."
But we're going to do it.
We're going to do it another time, which is what I do. I try to keep the communication open with her because she does look forward to it.
Of course.
So I try to let her know.
It's like parenting, right?
Yeah, like a child. Yeah. Like dealing with a child. So that's good. So that's one takeaway.
So for the sister friend, mm-hmm. our other takeaway was, be there, be available, be supportive,
mm-hmm.
and try your best. Don't give your opinion.
You don't have to give your opinion all the time.
Right.
Sometimes your sister, your friend, really just wants you to be listening. And sometimes I will say, look, if you need me, call me. I will even just breathe on the phone for you.
Of course.
Just knowing that someone else is there listening. Because sometimes they just want to vent, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to vent. You don't necessarily want someone saying, I told you so. You shouldn't have done that. Why did you do that? They just want you to listen.
Right. For me, I have to be very mindful because I am like, here's a solution. And I'm offering. And I have to like, no. People sometimes don't want you to.
Not in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Just have to listen.
And just be there. Can you gently say, hey, if you need me,
I'm here. Yeah.
And tell them that, you know, you're here to provide assistance when
when they need it.
I've learned to do that. So.
It's called growth.
Exactly. And then they'll call you if they really want it. And if they don't, then that's okay.
They don't.
Too.
Right. Yes. Yes. And the next one.
As a wife, I'm very passionate about this. I think we both are. Mm-hmm. Know when to lead and know when to be led.
Yes. And that takes maturity because, as you just said, you're usually ready and waiting with a solution. And sometimes we have to hold back and allow our husbands to come up with that solution. But then there are times that they want us to lead and we need to be able to discern when to do just that.
Right.
And
as I think, and as you evolve in your marriage, you know.
Definitely.
When it's the leading time and when it's a...
To be led.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. Again, that takes maturity. And after all our years of marriage between both of us, we know when to do what.
Right.
We're still learning though.
It doesn't always go like that.
Right. But for the most part, you know, we know when to pull back and when to push forward.
Right. And you know, men, they want to be able to, it's funny. I think men want strong women.
Yes.
but not all the time.
Right. Remember, they want to exercise your masculinity.
Of course.
Right?
So we have to allow them.
Yeah. So I tell you all the time, the classic case is the airport.
Right.
Chris sits very comfortably, legs crossed on his phone, and everything else is happening around him, but he's cool. But I know that's my time to lead.
Right.
And I do just that. So
right,
it's cool.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've come up with a new way now of approaching the situations. Or when I think that it's, you know, time that I need to steer the situations.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong, but I would suggest.
Suggest? Yeah. The operative word right there is a suggestion.
Yeah. I may be wrong. I'm not completely sure, but, you know, but maybe we could consider it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all about reframing the conversation.
Absolutely. Using the right words, right?
Right. Yes. Exactly.
And the next one, as a mom,
is, and I think this is a big thing, even Shante said, wow, this one sat with her.
Yes.
It's like, go when asked. When they ask you for something or
just
to
go.
Be there,
just
go.
Yeah. Yeah, drop everything.
Yes.
And just go. Just be present.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, too, is that, as we were talking about, Michelle and I, that our boys are older.
Mm-hmm.
Yours are
24 and 17.
And mine are 23 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now...
Did I say 24? No, JP's 25. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
25 and 17.
I was wondering. Sorry.
I think we're setting up the foundations for friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you want to develop and cultivate a relationship where they want you on vacation with them.
Yes.
They want you at a dinner party
mm-hmm.
that they may be having. They
yes.
want you to go to a party with them,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So you have to...
And let me tell you something. When our children want us to be there with them,
mm-hmm.
it's a big deal.
Of course.
It's a big deal for them, and we need to make it a big deal for us, too.
Of course.
And, you know, I was talking to Mom on Saturday. My friend Nikki, another friend Nikki, mm-hmm. went to the house, and she was saying to Nikki that one of the things that keeps her young, my friends are her friends, right? So Mommy will literally call my friends. And I thought about that, and I said, well, JP's friends and Zacho's friends have become part of our family. You know, they come to the house when the boys are not even
right.
there. So I think that's also great in just building that relationship with our children and allowing them to recognize that the space that we are in is their space too.
Of course.
Their friends can be a part of that space. They feel comfortable. And I think that's just all about building that relationship.
Of
and,
course.
You know, it's no longer creating that divide.
Right.
You know?
Because as we know, as a young parent, like, you see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the kids are a certain age, you can't be their friend. You're not there
no,
to be their friend.
No.
But now we're evolving to creating the foundations.
Yes.
And I'm always about the friends. I'm, like,
right.
always texting
let them come. Yes.
Let them come. Come
yes.
over anytime.
Yes.
Let's have
yes.
the... You know, let's have
yeah,
a party.
That's important.
When we're going to carnival, when
mm-hmm.
we're going on a trip together.
The line of demarcation remains there, right?
Right.
Mother versus child. But it gets blurred a little bit
right.
from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know when to, you know, draw the line sometimes. Because
right.
they have to know that, you know, we have to keep that line at some point.
Yeah, my parents were great role models for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of my friends and my sisters and brother's friends, like, really adored my parents and knew that the house was always open.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner table was always open. We'd be going to the country with all of
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
They would take, oh, yes, everybody would be, like, come to Jamaica, bring them to Jamaica
yeah.
all the time.
Quite
you know?
So, and that's what I grew up with as well. And
mm-hmm.
for Chris's family, it's the same thing.
Right.
We always had this running joke that when his grandmother would cook, even if, you know, 20 guys showed up after a football match, there was always enough for
right.
everybody.
Just add a little water to the pot.
Make it stretch. But there's just always enough. So we both grew up with that, and we've you know, passed it on to our boys that our doors are always open.
Right,
so,
right.
So Nikki, one of the things that I learned over time, and this came with a lot of reflection, is I'm not perfect. I can't be perfect. It's okay not to try to be perfect. And I had to accept that sometimes there'll be chaos and sometimes I'll be perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took a long time for me to get there. As a daughter, as a wife, as a mother, I really tried to maintain that or, you know, work towards that perfection. But I eventually realized that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And that's a hard thing, eh? Because mm-hmm. especially in nowadays, you look around and you see people and it's like, wow, those people, their life looks so perfect, eh? And it's like you strive for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't allow your vulnerabilities to come through. When
but even without looking at others, just within my own space, you know, I had to realize that it's okay if some toys are left on the floor. It's okay. And guess what, too? There are times when, as you know, with me and my son at dinner cooking, I had to realize it's okay if my children had jerk chicken on a Sunday.
From Island Grill?
From where? As opposed to my perfectly done roast chicken.
Right.
It's okay, they live. But it would have given me more time to do something else with them
right.
rather than being in the kitchen all day trying to do this roast chicken. But that took me a very long time. Right. So,
and that's a big step for you.
Huge.
I know that even starting this podcast,
yes.
Michelle was like, no, let's not do this because...
It's not perfect.
Right. Yeah. And then, as everybody can see, it's not perfect, but it's perfectly for us, right?
And you're certainly enjoying it, so...
I think for me, I did have that, and I still struggle with that issue of perfection and mm-hmm. doing things perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't so much about my house or mm-hmm. this. It was about like, if I know I couldn't do it and I couldn't do it well,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even try it.
Okay.
Right? So it's
almost like perfection paralysis.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you'd overthink it.
Overthink.
Yeah. This is probably what's gonna go wrong.
Right.
So let me not bother to eat.
And I'm not going to look stupid.
But we actually had that conversation with ourselves many times.
Yes, of course.
Did anybody even listen to us?
Yeah.
But by the way, how many followers do we have?
Well, we're a lot. Not that much. We really need more.
But we're growing, and that's the thing. We're growing. Yes, people are listening to us, and you know, we thank you for that, listeners.
And we're feeling proud, I think.
Yeah, of course. We're coming from zero to where we are right now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you see people like Auntie Donna.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. There's enough space for every fish in the ocean, because she's a big fish and we're a little fish, but that's okay. We have our space.
Yeah, for sure.
Our space.
Yeah, so then I think it's like it took a lot of growth mm-hmm. for both of us, I mm-hmm. think. And I think we both agree that our major growth occurred like over COVID.
Absolutely.
I think mine started just before COVID, mm-hmm. but COVID kind of like really brought it home.
Yes, because we were quiet mm-hmm. at that time, and it gave me time to just reflect and be more mindful. COVID was a very scary time for all of us, and I thought about my sleep hygiene. I thought about exercising. You and I spoke about that a bit. I just thought about expanding, you know, my reading, and I tried to do that. I mean, I kind of dropped off a little bit, but I've really tried to maintain some of those habits, eating better, you know, just really putting things in place and be mindful about doing it.
Right.
And maintaining it. And it is hard because life has continued now and we're busy again, but I try to draw back and get quiet at times to reflect and say, what am I not doing correct?
Right.
What's not serving me right now and how I can change it? So I think that probably comes in our 50s.
And it with age, right?
Yes, I'm saying at this point, mm-hmm. you know, we just try to do things better, differently, whatever it is that's not serving us. And we instead of just going along and, you know, we choose to stop and think it through. And is this the way we really need to continue doing it?
So for me too, it was the same thing about trying to, because we're aging, you know, trying to, okay, what are we going to do to keep healthy in the mm-hmm. long run.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing was just having a little bit of insight about myself.
Yes.
I remember being in a conversation with a coach, and they were talking, and I was going, imagine this and imagine that. And you know, they're doing this. I don't even really understand what the conversation was about. And she said, Nikki, is that a story that you're creating? Do you know that for a fact? And I had to sit back and think, God, I think I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. And we all have to think about it. Sometimes when you really don't know what's going on with some situation, why that person never said happy birthday to you for your birthday,
don't take it personally.
Or, you know, why they didn't invite you to this party, or why they're doing whatever they're doing. We create these stories. And boy, my stories could have gotten elaborate. Right? So I had to really focus in on that and becoming a coach myself, really getting insight on creating that line of what makes me happy, what I'm not going to be doing because it doesn't make me happy. So don't say yes and then become resentful. You know, just stay.
Exactly. What serves you and what doesn't. And we have to give ourselves grace.
Right.
Because I know I find myself, I get annoyed with myself because I'm not able to do 10 things at one time.
Oh, speaking about that, multitasking can't happen again.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It literally doesn't.
I agree.
And I have to learn to tell myself, okay, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I can only do this right now. Because sometimes my brain is just all over the place and I achieve zero.
And you know what? My biggest thing too is to be okay if not everyone likes me. Like, I don't have to, like...
But that's the beauty of being over 50, you know, because we just don't care.
And it's not even about the like. If the energies don't click,
just don't care. You have to know what serves you and what doesn't. And I think that, you know, I listened to a podcast recently and they talked about not just self-care, but soul care.
Right.
You know, and that adds to what you were just saying right now. Because if you're not in a space that the energy works for you, step away.
Right.
You know?
And for me, it's all about being intentional. We spoke about this
before. Yeah, that's a buzzword for us.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that, and I think I was doing it as we were raising the kids, but I didn't know that I was doing it.
Yes.
Now I'm really like saying, doing okay,
it. Intentional.
What is it? Yes. So we set those building blocks, those foundations. That's like saying we are being friends to our kids now, or setting a place of friendship so that they want to be our friends when they are older.
Right.
We'll invite
as they get older too. Yes, for sure.
We want them to want us around.
So we've grown a lot, I think. And I think, I don't know if 50 is a magic number, but for some reason, things just change as we get into that that over 50 period in our lives. And we tend to, well, for me, I had to realize that change is inevitable. Right. Change is going to happen and we have to accept it, whether it's our bodies, our minds, our surroundings. I mean, change is inevitable. Right. Sometimes we can manage it, sometimes it's hard, but it's really just a part of life.
And I know that, I think it's that when the kids are younger and you're in it, right? Like, there's not a lot of time to be thinking and being introspective, and you're just like, oh.
You just keep going.
Right.
Yeah, for everybody else. And I think now
we
have time for ourselves and to rethink.
Too much time sometimes. So I guess, Michelle, this is our time now, right?
This is our time. Yeah, it is.
And it's hard. Trust me, I am 56 and I see like all my friends in Canada and stuff are retiring because, you know, they get pension. I'm like, shit, my career just starting.
That's right. And you don't look 56.
Ugh. Yeah. What?
You don't look 56 at all. So this is our time. And you have done some amazing things in the last couple of years.
I'm trying, you know. Well, always. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So that's, I think, how Michelle and I actually bonded. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, we don't do this?
Yeah.
Why we don't
always
do that?
To
why
find
we
something.
Don't, right? Because we're both entrepreneurs at heart. But I really got into the coaching. And I'm enjoying the business coaching and consulting and working with that. And I do want to do more things in the different spaces. So actually, I never even told you this. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm going to be doing is journaling with intention.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice. I like that.
I'm going to have journaling sessions for people, but we're going to be intentionally journaling, like say a grandparent might be journaling for their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So writing things about themselves, about their life, so that they'll actually have a book or something that they can leave. Mm-hmm. You know?
Interestingly, my girlfriend messaged me this morning and just saying you know, happy birthday to mom when it comes. And she said, I hope JP is documenting all of this.
Right.
So I said, well, he documents when he can, but we are documenting too. But it's in line with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So at the end of it, we have something. This is grandma.
Right.
Know, even for our own lives, it'd
of
be
course.
Great. And for our legacy.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I know it's something like, you know, we'd like to go through and have different
sections. And journey is important.
Right. So. Yeah. So that's one of the things, the projects that I'll be doing. But mm-hmm. And I'm pretty proud of you this year. Is it this year? No, last year.
Yeah. But I'm still on that line with regards to the PhD.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, talking to professors and so on as to really which direction to go. And the books, I've been trying to lay the foundation for those.
Of course,
too. I've gathered information. It's really just to
and
get
you did
in.
And you did the boot camp, remember?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was great. I really enjoyed doing that. So I'm going to continue along that because I really want to get it done. So 2024,
right.
Let's see what happens.
Right. And I think also, too, that we're focused on creating a space for our listeners here
mm-hmm.
and other people like us are
mm-hmm.
younger than us
mm-hmm.
that we want to share our space with.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. We have a lot to offer, so
we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So I think what we want to say is that it's not too late.
It's never too late. Look at us. We're still trying to figure it out.
And find ourselves.
Yeah, it's a process, right? We're always looking at what's next.
Right.
You know?
And I think that what I realize is the things that I kept on saying, oh, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? It's like, do I really want to do that? Do I really want to be in a store?
I don't.
7 days a week, 9 to 5. No.
No.
So at this point, it's like, okay, what can we do
that serves us,
right? That's fulfilling.
That works for us.
And I think let's call it out as it is. It's about creating our legacy right now,
mm-hmm.
like the Nikki Chang Murphy legacy and the Michelle Williams legacy.
And right? That's what we have to work on, right?
Right. Yeah. Like so, even if you're in your 20s,
yeah.
you're building the foundation, so you can start a little bit earlier than we did.
And just to add that, what you want to do or what you think of doing in your 20s, by the time you get to 50. That can change.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I wanted to be a lawyer.
I did too.
But anyhow, so it's like, find your, and you will always know what your zone of genius is, and you just work with it, right?
Yep.
And it never changes.
The zone?
Yeah. You think it changes?
Maybe that's something we could talk about in another
right.
episode. Does your zone of genius change? Because I think it probably can.
I think it
can develop.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we don't even realize that we are in a zone of genius because it just comes so naturally and
mm-hmm.
innate that it's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I never knew other people couldn't do this
mm-hmm.
type of thing, you know. But speaking of zones, we're going to be talking about the blue zones.
I can't wait.
Next season.
Right. That's going to be really, really interesting. And I think it fits in nicely with where we are in
right.
our lives right now. And our listeners just have to tune in to every episode. There's going to be a lot of information, some of it new to us.
Right.
Some of it we don't even realize how important it is, but it's going to be good.
So the blue zones, just for our listeners, is the areas in the world where they're finding people are living a long time.
Mm-hmm. There's
really
six. How many areas?
Six
zones.
One of the areas got jumped off.
Okay, we're going to be talking about
yeah.
that. And
I think they've developed new areas, actually.
And continue to develop those, yeah. Okay. So lots to talk about.
So we have
lots
to do research?
To of course, because things are changing with the blue zones.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so that's our episode. That's our season.
So from the resident cool moms.
Yay.
So we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Skip that now. Goodbye.
At least I didn't say see you soon.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.